holding here on Sanhedrin, Hebeiz Amin Beiz. The two dots around 15 lines from the bottom. Kain Tushimish Betoma. So we're continuing. The Mishnah brought three cases of Tanaim Pagimboy, and then afterwards the Mishnah brought a case of a Kain that did Avoida while he's Tamei. So the Mishnah said the Pirchei Kehuna yanked him out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Zara, and they cracked his head with these pieces of wood. That was his punishment. Okay. So the Gemara says the first word in line, Boi minei Rav Acham Bar Huna mei Rav Sheshes. Rav Acham Bar Huna asked him Rav Sheshes a shy like this. Koyin tishimish betumah. A koyin that was mishamish betumah. Chai misa dishmaim or ain chai misa dishmaim. Is this guy chai misa dishmaim or not? Because all the Mishnah says the Kohen beat him up. We don't know if he's chai misa dishmaim. So I'm relaying. So Rav Sheshes said back to Racha Bar Huna like this. Tani suam. We went to the Mishnah. Koyin tishimish betumah. A koyin that did avoid it while he's coming. Ain achi vakehanim mivinoi to the beznin. The Kohen don't bring him to Bezdin. Ella, but rather, Pirkei Kehuna, Moitzinoi Sechot Lazara. They take him outside Lazarum, Upoitzin Es Moitzin Begizrin. And they do what they have to do to him. Visaka Daitach Machayiv Bidei Shemayim. If you talk to one and tell me that Yechayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, Lishavkein Delikta Lishemayim. This is let him be. What do you have to get him? What do we have to get involved in Hashem's chesbonis for? Hashem's going to take care of him anyways, b'dei shemayim. So just leave him. Why do the Pirkei Kehuna have to get involved and start beating him up? Let him just go to the default rule of the default punishment of b'dei shemayim. Elamai that we're getting involved and we're taking it into our own hands. So if I say there is no b'dei shemayim over here, and all there is kind of error. A level of Kanoim Pagimboy. That's what Rav Sheshes felt the answer was, that since there has to be no Misa Dishmaim, because if there is Misa Dishmaim, he should be totally positive. John Ligmore says like this, Elamai, Einel Chayiv, Elamai, you want to tell me, he's talking non Chayiv, Via Kamide, is there such a thing, the Rachmana Patre, the Torah patred him totally, and we're going to go and take judgment in our own hands. He doesn't make it. The Gemara has right now a Havamina. We'll see this Havamina Lachar is wrong. That doesn't make sense for us to get involved in somebody if the Torah patterns him totally for us to go and kill him.
When
you say, right. So why who gives us the right to go and I mean we do find dinim that the Torah didn't say, like our seven halachos of Moshe Sinai that were not said, but we still are mekayim then we do them. But the way the Mefarshim and the Ran explains here, misa is such a strong thing. We don't find anywhere that the Torah says not to do it, and then you're going to go and go and kill somebody. That is not that we don't find. Practically more of a loin and sakin, not that way, but tanan. Mishalaka vishanam. The first case of kippah, someone who didn't, was over Chiv Malkus, and he got Malkus once and twice. Bezdin achnis and isai la kippah. Bezdin brings him into the kippah. So the Gemara is asking Rachmana Patre Vanan Katlinle, the Torah Pater's. And we're going to go and kill the guy. The guy got Malchus. He's done with his punishment. So why are we vice mishing around in his business, so to speak?
How would that punishment of Timoseh's?
Timoseh's Rosh Hashanah was only asked. Well, it wasn't really. It was Alachom Mesh Mishinai over there, the Gemara says. Where that was only a remis ksas.
That stated. That if you're in Russia,
if the remez, the guy that's in Russia is gonna die. Depending on how you touch the pussy, his death is bad, or he's gonna die in a bad death.
He's gonna die as a Russian. If he if he makes himself into a Rasha, then he should, we should, I thought that was the remez that we should kill him as a Rasha.
Okay, but the Maaseh doesn't say, it's only, Halacha Moshe Mishina, right? That wasn't a real makar for this. Okay? Sarfati Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Reish Lakish, the Malkus of Krisis asking them. We're talking about Malkus of Chayv Krisis. With here, the guy is really Chayv, he's Chayv Misa. He's Chayv Misa for Kares. So there we're going to, since he was, the Gemara says, he's Mevata Al Nafshei, so we're going to, we'll finish him off quicker. Hashem, we still don't have a place where he's totally Potter. Correcting more of Eiter. The whole great in Akisva, someone who steals the Klisharis. So there you're Potter the Gamri, and still we're going and we're killing him. Kam Rav Yehuda the Klisharis Eskina. We're talking about a klisharis. That's what a goyim and a kisva means. Or mizan, and the remez for that is, well, you avoid liris kavas the kaddish remesu. So we see there is some sort of chiyam misa there. Okay. Back to Gemara of a mekalis the kaisam.
What's the answer?
The question is that there is no chiyam misa. Why are we going and doing kanoim pagan by over there? We don't, if the Torah never was mechayev the guy to get killed when someone takes a klisha, or some guy that steals something, no chiv misan the guy. So why are we getting involved in the kanoim pagan boy? And for the Gemara, there is the reason why we are going to do kanoim pagan boy, there is some sort of element of chiv misa from the actual rem, from the remes in that pasuk. Kavas haKodesh v'meisu. Since that's in the Torah, so we see there is a chiv misa over there. Make sense? Yes or no? What's bothering you exactly?
What's the pasuk?
The pasuk is Le'avoyu Lirois Kavala Sakadish Vamesu. Kavala means when they swallow. Which really means, like we explained there, really means that you should not, the Levim should not see while the Kehanim are putting the Kalim into the holders before they travel. But we're learning that to mean the Rem is there. For someone that steals the klisharis, he will also get killed. Therefore, since we see the Torah sort of like gives him a verdict of misa, so we will also do kanoim pagim boy on this guy. It's not true. There is no chiyav misa at all. The Gemara in the Hamin of all these cases thinks there's no chiyav misa. So why are you getting involved in kanoim pagim boy? And here the Gemara is showing no, there is some sort of element of chiyav misa, or it looks like there may be a chiyav misa. We'll see throughout.
But still, the kasha in regards to the tuba of Kalpana, that's still, we have found a court for that. That's the problem, right?
Right.
Which that's our
right.
Whole
exactly. One. Okay. So then we're asked for the next question, next case in the mission of Kanoim Pagan Boy. From a Kalasa Kaisa, someone who's, cursing somebody through like black magic. So the end there we say, or through some sort of kaisa, anyway you want to touch kaisa, magic or spell or something like that. So there the Mishnah says that you have a din of kanoim pagim boy on the guy that's doing it. Where's the chiyam misa over there? The more answers, Hatani of Yosef. Yosef answers, Yake kaisim as kaisimai. There the case of the Mishnah was, the guy says, this magic shouldn't hurt this other guy. The Mechzik Mevarach Hashem. It looks like somebody is sort of like benching or cursing Hashem. So since it looks like that, that's enough of a reason to say Kanoim Pagan Boy. And you ask me, it looks like, is it or isn't it? But mice is such a severe thing, so therefore we're going to let the guy get Kanoim Pagan Boy done to him. Correct the Gemara of a boilus akusis. Case of boilus akusis says, "You're not really over anything. There's no really surim there, and there we still like to say kanoim pagan boy. Or why? If you're not chayv misa, be they from Bezdin or from Shemayim, so why are we getting involved?" After the Gemara, Ha'akroye l'Rav Kahana mechalme. It was read to Rav Kahana in a dream. Va'adkrei Rav legamri. There was a pasuk that was read to Rav Kahana, and that reminded Rav what the din was. That there is a still chai v'karis over there. Mishnah brought down the whole pasuk of Bagda Yehudam Yachris Hashem Leish Hashem Yasen. So since it's a chai v'karis, so therefore we let this guy have kana and poikim by dantim. This is a side note. The question you asked me last week of if the guy's talking doing a mix of kana and poikim by, so why do we give the guy a din of a roidus? Does Bezin have a din of a roidus? That was the question that came up here. So I heard last night, Shir from Nissen Kaplan, he gives the Chumash here on Friday, and it's true. So I heard that he asked this Kasha, and he said over from the Brisker of, that if there wouldn't be a din, that the Kanoi has a din of a roidus, any guy would go and do Kanois. This din of a roidus is a deterrent, it's like a self-check. Are you really Kanoi? Are you really masking to put yourself out on the line to get killed? That shows if you really mask him to that, then you're kind of like, some guy that there's no repercussions is going to happen to the guy. It's not a big kunst to do that. It shows that you're kind of like by having that extra thing of being a roidist. That's what he said.
But the only one who's allowed to kill him is the
Nirdef himself. Zimri. In our case, Zimri.
Well, let's understand that. That means Zimri. But then we said, we said before also that by a rodev, everybody else at least has the opportunity to hurt him.
Now here in this case, no one's allowed. All the bystanders, I just have to watch. They're not allowed to get involved here. It's one on one. It's Pinchas on Zimri.
Where does Rebbe know that?
There's a rush. Someone showed me. There's a rush here that says rush in the back, and that sugya. He says that. Here, no one else is allowed to get involved. Check it out later.
If you hurt him just to hurt his leg,
they have no right to. Avinash Shachrin and Naraglam. The Lav Raidiv Gamru, Kivin de Bershus Kavid. No one else is allowed to kill. Okay. So, getting back to the Gemara. So, basically, we have a. Rishesha said that you're going to be pot. That you're going to be. What was his reason again here? That you're going to be pater because you can't be chayv misa. If you're chayv misa nishamayim, you should pater the guy. Don't get involved in his einish. So the Gemara says eitzvei. Where's the place here? Eitzvei. Hi, this is going to be a lengthy brice, and the rye is going to come out later on. But the brice says like this: Hayoytzik. These are a bunch of different avoidas that are done in the base of English. Some are minchas, some aren't done minchas. Let's explain them. Hayoytzik is. But you have your mincha. Mincha is, a certain amount of flour with oil. So yaitzik is you're pouring the oil onto the flour. You have to start with the keli. You put a little oil in, then you put your flour in, and you pour the rest of the oil in. On a basic mincha. There are certain minchas that you add the oil maybe even after you bake it. But basically you have your flour here, and then you put the oil on top of the flour. That is what the avoid of yitzik is. Haboilo is after you have your flour and your oil there, you mix it together. That is what boilo is. Hapoisis is crumbling up the mincha. You bake the mincha into these big pieces of matzah, and then you crack them into smaller pieces. That is psisa. After you bake it, you crumble it up. And then the guy's going to do kmitz on it. Hamoylich, someone who salt the mincha, which means that before they bring the mincha onto the mizbeach, they put salt on it, like they do all the karbans. Hamenis, someone who does tenufa, or hamegish. Megish is after. Sorry, I don't have to be. This is a little out of order here. After you have the whole mincha in the bucket all mixed in, before you do a kmitza, you walk to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. You're on the floor level of the Beis Hamikdash, and you go and you actually touch with the keli the corner of the mizbeach. That is hamegish, hagasha. Now this, it's a little out of order, because first you do Hagasha, and then you do Malicha, then you do Psisa, and then Malicha. They ask him, why then? Right, Tyson asks over here, why do we switch around the order? But the order that the Gemara is saying is not really the order that it would be brought up and done in the Beis Hamikdash. But these are just different Malachas, different Avodas that are done in the Mikdash. That Misadir is the Shulchan, someone who puts the Lechem upon him, and the Shulchan, inside the Eichel. Or Hametivis and Neirais, someone who fixes up the Neirais of the Menorah, doesn't actually light it, he goes and just cleans it out and gets it ready for lighting. Vakoimit, and someone who does Kemitza. Kemitza is he takes a handful of the Mincha, the broken up Mincha, and he puts that in a keli and he brings that up on the Mizbeach. That's what the Avodah Kemitza is. Vamekabel Damim, and someone who does Kabbalah. Kabbalah, you shech the animal and you have a keli there. And you accept the blood in this keli. So I'm a kabbal dam and b'chutz, someone who does all these avodas outside of the Beis Hamikdash, which means we're not talking about a zor. In this case, we're talking about someone who goes place in Yerushalayim somewhere and he does the yitzika, he does the blila, or these type of things he does outside. So then you're pater. How would he? We'll say he would take it out or something. Well, I can. No, can't take it out.
All these
things are able to do outside. Well, you could do your tikkun. You could have your mincha. You could do it outside. You could. I don't know. Unless I'm learning wrong here. Unless this last one is only hamakabel dam and b'chutz. How does our school learn? Do they learn all these things that are inside or outside? Anyone?
Outside.
The outside. Okay. So I mean. Somehow you did it outside. So there your pater, the ein chayov and aleihen, lo yishum zaris. Even if a zar does, let's say a zar, getting back into the Beis Hamikdash, if a zar, non kayin, would do yitzika, or blila, any one of these cases, he would do, you're not chayiv if a zar did it. Now the rule is, we see in Rashi, for a zar to be chayiv and avoida, even though he may be going into the Beis Hamikdash without permission, but to be chayv an avoida, there has to be avoida. There's no avoida done. It's a final avoida in the Maaseh Karban. The mashal, by someone's mekabel blood. It's not the final. The final avoida is the zrika. So you'd be chayv for the zrika if a zar is doing it inside. Or Rashi will give a bunch of other cases. The bottom line, it has to be avoida, that there's no avoida done afterwards. And all these cases by yitzika, let's take yitzika. So when you pour, there's still avoida belila, there's still kemitza, until you get to the final haktara. So if the zar would do the haktara, then he'd be chai. But all these other avoidas, since they're avoidas of chain of events, you do avoida 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, till you get to 6, let's say the haktara. Then a zar would only be chai on a final avoider, not a avoider that is totally in other avoiders. Yeah.
Even though each of these are possible the mincha.
When you were possible the mincha?
Well, each of them, they've done by a zar, will they possible the karma? It would seem to be the case that
before by
an animal are shechita halacha.
Shechita kabbalah halacha tzrika. Those are the main.
And so kabbalah is not a, or halacha is not a final moment. But will possibly
if a czar did it, right?
Right.
Yeah, passing a void is different than a czar being chayiv.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
What
vote
is there after
Misal Shulchan? Misal Shulchan explains that the void is taking it off and burning the bezichin. The bezichin are those two spoonfuls of the ketores and the voina sitting on top of the matapar and the inside by the lechem on top of lechem upon him. You take those off, you bring it on this bath, and you burn it.
That's a week later?
That's the following week, right. So let's see Rashis, there's a lot of big Rashis. Let's see the Rashis on Amid Beis. Ha'akri l'Rav Kahana b'chame yachris, amu bar karis. So he sees the bar karis. Hayoytzik shemen al mincha, someone who pours oil on a mincha, v'haboyil shemen, someone who mixes the oil together, v'hapoysis, pitim, l'achraf yoson, after he bakes tikdoin, minchus machvas u'marcheshes, a mincha of a machvas and a marcheshes, and u'marfitaner, shem boyis afuyis, they come, they're baked already. But minchus tzeilis is not baked. Either you bake them, there's some are thinner and some are thicker, and then you crumble them up into different pieces. It's a machlokes here, how many in the Mishnah, I think, in Menachos, how big exactly these pieces are. In the southwestern corner, connected Chudushal Karen, and right against the edge of the corner. Because Armina Misoytev Hagbeis, okay. And with Sadr Shulchan, that means Belechem upon him. He puts Lechem upon him and the Shulchan. Bachutz, it must achas me'elu. Bachutz, if you do one of these, Bachutz, right, so Rashi says that there, do it outside, Pater. So what's the rule for being Mechayev outside? The base Magnish, the Lechayev Karetz, you're not Chayev Karetz, El Shoichi. Shoichi is avoid number one. If a guy Shoichi touching Bachutz, then he's b'chayv. The ksiv asher yishchat says in the pasuk asher yishchat. Umale, and he brings up the ksiv asher yalo oilom v'zoyrik, and he also does zrika. This rabbi midam shafach parak dalit. The chol hani deisha chrei avoida. All the other ones that have avoida afterwards, in my parak basid zvachim, they are memuyed. They are excluded in last parak zvachim. Mahalom yuchedes. The avoida of bring it up in Zbeah, the Shu Gemara avoida. It's a Gemara avoida. As call Shu Gemara avoida. Also, everything else is it has to be a Gemara avoida in order for you to be chayiv. Loi Mishum Zaris. Now, the second card of price was a Zar is not going to be chayiv. Zar Sha'asa Achas Mehem Befinim. He did one of these avoidas inside. Ain't a chayiv misa. He's not chayiv misa. Why? The Nafkula Meseder Yuma. You know, we learned in Mesechta Yuma. Mivavatem Avoidas Matana. Vidarshin and Vidarshin. Avoida Tama. A complete Avoida. Vloy Avoida, Sheish Achre Avoida. Not Avoida that has another Avoida coming right after it. The Chalani and all these Yesh Achre Avoida. They all have Avoidas after. Rashi didn't explain. Yaitzik Uboilel, someone who pours shemen in and someone who mixes the oil together with the flour. The Shara Avoidas the Mincha, all the other Avoidas the Mincha, Yeshachar Avoida. There is Avoida that comes after it. Why? The Akhtara Sakayman Sakha Kulan. The Akhtara of the Kayman comes after all them, that's the one that the Zohar is going to be Chayiv on. But all the other Avoidas are just like a prelude to, they're like telling you they're waiting for this last Avoida. Now, Masadra Shulchan, someone who puts the Lacham upon him on the Shulchan. Avoida achroino shalacham apanin, the final avoid lacham apanin, hainu siluk bezichin, taking off the bezichin, vaktarasin, and the burning of the bezichin. And that until you burn the bezichin, you're not allowed to eat the bread. Hameitiv is aneris, someone who cleans out the light, the candles, hamadashnon, shachris, someone who cleans it out, shachris, yeshachra ad lakat arvis. There still is a lighting later on happening in the evening. The Kabbal Damim, some is Makabal Damim, Yesh Akhrav Zrika. There is a Zrika that happens afterwards. So all those are not a. So the basic rule is Avoida Tama, not Avoida that has another Avoida after it. Okay?
Excuse me, how do we understand
yeah.
that the Lechem Apanim
that
is also a final
Avoida? It's not. The actual Lechem Apanim is not, but taking off the Bezichin, only Bezichin will be. If a Zar does that, he will be Chayiv. Why? So first kind of part of the Brayis is talking about he does it bachot. He does it outside of the base of English. Now, fine, we're done with outside. Now we're going back inside. The Zohar does this inside. What's that? Let me just finish off with him. Yeah? The Zohar does it inside. So now he's also potter for all these avoiders. There's a few different, we're going to see next part of the Brayis talk about Tumah. Because he's going to go throughout all different scenarios in the base of English. Yeah.
I'm sorry, so the phrase on the Sadr Ashokha, that refers to burning the Mizikin?
No, that refers to just putting, taking the Lechem upon him and putting him on the actual Mizbeah.
Okay, so that's also a key.
No, you're not chayiv. All these cases you're patur. No problem. No, so that's so far we said bechutz and we said zaris. V'loy mishum tumah. Let's say a kohen does this betumah. He does yitzika or belila or any one of these avodas. He does the betumah. He also patur over there because Rashi is going to explain that you zar and shemish betumah. You all learn out from the same pasuk. So if a zar is going to be patur on it, someone does avodah betumah, a kohen while he's tami doing avodah is also going to be patur. V'loy mishum mechutz bigadim. And let's say a kohen does a avodah. A kohen had he needs four begadim. Ksainis, he needs a shirt, pants, belt, and a hat. Right. So let's say he does it with only three of them. He's not wearing tzafis. Right. So what's the din over there? Is he chayim nisa for that? So also he's not. If he does, he's seeking b'liva. So all that whole list, or any avodah doesn't have an avodah afterward, he's going to be pater for not wearing those arba begadim. Rashi didn't explain. He has a din of when he's not wearing his begadim, he has a din of a zar. So everything's referring anything since a zar is pater, so he's also going to be pater. V'loy mishum rikus yadayim v'raglayim. And let's say the guy did not do rikus yadayim v'raglayim, so he's also going to be pater for doing his avodas. Okay, now the Gemara is going to make a dik. Hamikter. Let's say the guy does haktara. It was not mentioned in this case. He goes and actually brings up stuff on the mizbeach. That's avoda. That is no. That's the final avoda in the karbanis.
But he's a case. He is what?
Let's say he is tummy or any one of these cases. I was thinking for us it's tumma.
Yeah.
Because right. So let's say the guy's tummy. He's tummy. Kohen's tummy. That's makter.
That was the original question
of
what we're looking for, right?
Right, exactly. So now I told you, there's going to be a Bryce that's going to get a little sidetracked. Right now we're getting back to our Shiloh. Hamikter, let's say the guy would do Haktara, you're going to be Chayiv. So what does that mean, Chayiv? My lad, Misa, doesn't mean the Kayin that does the Avodah of Haktara, he's going to be Chayiv, Misa. So you before said that you're putter for Misa, Lachar, I see over here from this price that you're high in Misa.
And the putter for sure, there's no shadow that the question for sure was putter for Misa, right? No one questioned what putter meant, right?
Right. Putter for sure means, so maybe it could be even from Allah, maybe we'll see. Right. Okay? My love, Misa, doesn't it mean Misa? Loi Bazhara means that you're going to get a love. Misa Yitak is going to be Pater, but he's going to get a Hazar, which means a Lav. Okay? And so he saves from the Kasha. We thought Al-Khar Yichai Misa. He says, no, you're not Chai Misa, you have only Lav. Ela Zar Nami Lazar, you want to tell me, let's say a Zar. You just asked me from the case of a Kayin being Master. What about a Zar and does Akhtara? You want to tell me that he's also going to get a lav? Vaksiv azara karev, you must. It says klar in the pasuk there, a zara that doesn't avoid him, he'll get killed. So l'charei, I can't, you before just got done telling me that it's azara. From the other part of the brisa, zar, it can't be a chayiv alav. Because it says in the pasuk klar there, and you chayiv misa. So elamai, if I can't be talking about a lav, I have to be talking about chayiv misa. So I'm back swearing you. Used to before said there's no Chayim Misa. Here there has to be a Chayim Misa. Yeah? Sampit Gemara. Hakadisa. Vahakadisa. Which means each way can be different. By Zaris. What if the guy's a Zar and doing Haktaram? The attack can be Chayim Misa. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vazarakar, you must. Mashenki and Tumah. Let's say a Kayin. Who's tame? He does avoda of aktara. That would only be allowed. We're making a split here. A zar is going to get chayim misa, but a kohen is only going to be over allowed. That's how Reb Sheshes Chor would answer up. Vatanya, run to the brayso as haram liyosek ulubaylam. Someone that has heard the warning for Yoytzik someone is Yitzika and believe, like we've said, Minayim, where do we know that from? Tamu Leimar, Kedoshim Yiyuv Leichalu. So here you learn out from Kedoshim Yiyuv Leichalu that there's a special lab for someone who does Yitzika and Blila. I, L'chayram, we got done saying here that there is no lab for Yitzika and Blila, you're pater totally. So why are you telling me there's a lab here of Kedoshim Yiyuv Leichalu? And for the Gemara, Midarabanon, it's only Midarabanon, we cross the Nachtabamas. So really, man, there's no lab. There is no Chiyuv lab for Yitzika and Blila.
Only for Haktara.
Only, no. Only for Haktara. Haktara by a Kohen is going to be a lav. By a Zor, he's going to be Chayim Misa. Making sense? And by Yisik and Blila, there's only a Smach of Alma. But Minat Torah, there is no Chayim lav.
But Kedoshim Yiyuv is a general term, right?
Right, so Rashi's going to, that's really talking about Kehanim. Rashi's going to explain that since we're not in of we'll see. Rashi's going to explain how we know that that's referring to this case here.
We're differentiating between a Kohen Tame for Haftarah,
right?
And a Kohen Tame for Olel,
right? Boilel and Yitzik, right?
The question is, it's a general thing. How? Why are we putting it just for Haftarah? It should be for any of the different things.
Oh, so we are. That's why Kedosh Yom Yiyuv is coming to include these other avodas for Azharah, at least Min Rabbanan.
But for Haftarah, it's a lav. Well, nice. It's a real lav, right? For Haftarah, Kohen Tame, for Haftarah, it's a real lav, right?
Correct.
And what pasuk is that? Is that Kedosh Yom Yiyuv?
No, it's another. We're going to see it's another pasuk.
Another one?
Should, at least if you're Rashi, the Nazir Leichalu, you're going to learn out for Avayda Tama, and Kedosh Shem Yiyuv will be extra for this Avayda Sheina Tama.
Ain't a what?
Ain't a Tama. It's not a complete Avayda, like a finishing Avayda. Okay, so you got a lot of Rashis to do. The Rashi, V'loy Mishum Tama. It's the five skin lines down. Kohen Tame, a Kohen Tame Shishimish. So he's not, if he does these avodas that we said, he's potter. The Zarus Shishimish Betuma, a Zar doing avodah and someone doing avodah Betuma, Mechad Kron Hafki. As hard do. You learn out from one pasuk. Parakal Zvachim. And that Parakal Zvachim, Tanina Beshidis Kachim. Vinazumi Kachim in Israel. Vloyichalu. Tainu Tuma, that's Tuma. Kedixiv Astray and Mar Aleim Lere Seicha. The Zor Nami and the Zor we also Nami Minei Darshinan. We Darshinan from there. We need to call the Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael. Since the pasuk gets the right of Bnei Yisrael, Muti Mai. Even Muti Kachin Achrim, Kachin Nashim. If you want to tell me, it's talking about Kachim of Goyim and Kachim of ladies. Chibetuma Karvi. Could they be brought Betuma? Barmina Hasam Delight. Kachim of ladies and Nashim cannot Nashim and Goyim cannot be brought Betuma. Elachi Kamer. Bnei Yisrael Nami, Shein Zorim, Bnei Yisrael, regular Yidin, which are Zorim, Lo Yavli, they should not do Avodah, Shlo Yichalu, in order not to make the Avodah Mechol. The Kivin is Zorus, Vituma, Mechad Kronafki, since we learn out Zorus, Isser of a Zor doing Avodah, and Kayim Vituma from one Pasuk, Mechad Kronafki, Man Mechayv Zorus, Mechayv Nami Atuma. If Yechayv and Zor, you Mechayv and Tuma. They work hand in hand. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara said, "You're not chayav on zar, and not either for kain tami." Let's say the kain did it without all his required begadim on. Dinunami mizar etzis rabbi. This is also learned out from zar. The parak base is welcome. Nixiv zechagar toy some avni. Because man should begdayim aleihem when they're clothing around them kunasim aleihem. They have a din of kain. Ain begdayim if the clothing are not on them. Bavlu zarim. Then they're going to be potter. V'loy mishum shloy rochus yidayim raglay. We have a drasha, the chuka mim chutz v'gadim gamarla. Do you learn that from chuka from chutz v'gadim? Gamarla hasam lenin achuya avayda. Ha'itan anam yalok minei. We also learn out. Amar marmam chutz v'gadim. Kisay mim chutz v'gadim. V'loy mechayiv elag mar avayda. You only chayiv an a final avayda. Hainami loy mechayev el avoidishu gemar. Only on a avoidish that's a gemar. HaMikdash. So now the Gemara asks Diyek Lechayev, someone who's Makdir, to have Avoid Tama. Say Avoid Tama, Shein Achre Avoid, there's no other Avoid afterwards. Chayiv Mishum Tuma. Chayiv from Tuma, my Chayiv, La Misa doesn't mean Chayiv Misa. And Chayiv Shverim, Sheshis, who held there's no Chayiv Misa here. And for the Gemara, no, Loi Lav. The only Chayiv, Lav with him Chayiv, Iksiv Loi Chalu. Upachina, and the Gemara asks, El Zor Nami, Hadakina, and Hamakter, Linyan Zaris, Taymanami, you want to tell me also the Lav with the Machai, or Machai of a Lav? Well, Misa Behediksis. Misa shape and shape Klar in the Fasik. About Zara carve you, it says the Zara carve is going to die. Hakadisa, the Zaris, Dakina, and Hamakter, Chayiv Misa. For a Zar, you tactic could say that someone whose Makter is in Chayiv Misa. Well, in Yintuma, but in Yintuma, he's only going to be chayiv a lav. Mechlal, yaitzig uboilu, may the comer makter lav amu. Since he said a makter is just getting a lav, lav amu de isbei, umiyuchi yuva from the achiv, and mayit, yaitzig uboilu, and that, from that, you're mayit, yitzik and blila. Alma, a few lav, like mechayiv, mishum tuma. Even a lav, you're not going to be chayiv if the guy does yitzik or blila betuma. So I the chara as har the yitzig uboilel tumas the guf minolon minayin. Where do you know that someone does the betumah yichayiv? A pasuk kadoshim yuleichalu. It may not enyin la avoid the tamam. It's not enyin for avoid the tamam. Dog sivi nazar uleichalu. We know that from there. Tanei min la avoid the sheish achra avoida, which is only going to be a smach the balma. Okay. So far we have no raya to the case that original question. Original question was. A kohen does avoda b'tuma, is he chayiv misa de shemayim or not? So right now we just answered this brayso and it says he has only a lav. Okay, final raya. Meisvein, fe'ei lo ein shev misa. These are those yichayiv misa de shemayim, and one of the cases is tamei shishimish. A kohen tamei that does avoda, he is mechayiv misa de shemayim. So what do you see clearly? See often a brayso, you can't get around it. That he's chayim mitzvah shemaim. That's pshita. It's our original shaila that kohen is chayim mitzvah shemaim. And tiyukta, it's the upshlagan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes held there was no mitzvah shemaim. So his svar is up to fact. His svar was we can't have a situation where bezdin is chayim. If there is mitzvah shemaim, why get involved? That chayim is wrong. You see, there is mitzvah shemaim, and still there is in a kanayim plagim
place. There is
mitzvah
shemaim.
There is. Yes.
So, what does Rav Sheshes do with the Mishnah?
What do you mean?
Well, the Mishnah says your Chikoin Shimesh. You can.
Tanoyim Pagim Bay.
Right, now. So Rav Sheshes says you can do that even though it's only a lav? What's his point?
Yeah, you can do
I mean, anything that's only a lav.
See, you're.
Right. Only these certain things.
These three things in the Mishnah would have a thing Tanah and Plagim,
even though
Rav Sheshes in it have a Mina held, because once he's tiyufted here, he's going to be masking to the Gemara.
Okay, I'm saying before the tiyufted.
Yeah,
he's just saying that these three things, even though it's only a lav, it still gives us, we still kill the person.
Well, I don't know, the other things are lavin, Mekal B'Kaisim. Is a lav? All I know right now is Zarsha Shimish. At least now, how many you want to say it's a lav, right?
But right before the Tiyufta, that means anything that is a lav gives us the opportunity to kill the person.
No, only in these three. Only in this case is Zarsha Shimish. The Mishnah tells you. There's three cases of Kanayim Pagim, and that's it.
The Kosim thing.
Kalba Kosim. Right. Like Abayla Ramis and Ganesa Kisva. We're going to talk about really the fourth case of where the Pichik wouldn't beat the guy up. This is Zar Shimish Betuma. I mean, Zar Kain Shimish Betuma.
I'm saying, Jesus is trying to say these are all Lavin, and still we have, for some reason, the right to kill the person, even though it's only a Lav. Is that the point of Jesus making?
Yeah, in the Haminim. What's Shver?
No,
is there a Shver idea?
No, I'm just saying, that was his point. That was his point. And the Tuf just says we have a Brisa that says in one case.
His you got to look at it. What was his lamed?
The Brisa that says, "Do I have a Brisa that says tamei tuma yichayev misa?" Right.
Right.
That doesn't help me on the other ones. On the other cases of kisaim and the other things, right?
Right.
We have no riot to that. That they're chayev misa.
No, because once I see your lumness is wrong, so I could say you are a chayav misa and still then I'm kind of implying about you. What was his lum? What does it make sense for us to get involved in the chayav misa? I see, no, there is a chayav misa and still we're getting involved. So you also, there is a certain level of tayim el misa, looks like you're doing something bad by mekal b'kaisim and stuff like that. Okay? Let's go on.
The answer to the question is, how could it be that chayav misa
The answer is Yuchai and Misa, and we're still getting involved. The answer is Yuchai and Misa was wrong. What the Yuchai and Misa was, you can't have a situation. If Yuchai and Misa, why get involved? Right? That is wrong. So you see, you are Yuchai and Misa, and still we have a din of kind of.
One case.
So at least in that one case. Once you see it's wrong in that case, it doesn't make sense. We're not going to switch and say, oh, in this case, yeah, in that case, no. You see, as far as wrong. Yuchai and Misa, Yishmaim, still we're getting it. The Kayanim are going to step in and take care of you. Okay, so this next sugya. If a kohen kills somebody, is he allowed? Kohen did it better. I don't know.
What's the question?
A kohen that kills somebody is not allowed. Is it really possible for an avoda? Unless you know if a guy kills someone that way, I don't know. Yes.
I mean, it would seem from the mission itself that yes.
Yes, what?
They are allowed to vote him because he knows that what they kill him with is a good people of wood.
No, you're worrying about Tumma. You're handling
right, exactly.
He's worried about in general afterwards.
Yeah, no, that's my point. If they are prosecuted, I would care about whether or not they kill him.
That's the weapon, you know, that's what they have in Mesa Mingus, wood and knife.
Yeah,
and maybe they should have taken a knife then.
They could have taken a knife.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very practical kind of
right.
So, but it says specifically not to do this, to use a clean truth and correct the skull.
Okay.
Which incidentally, you know, not necessarily
clean. Right.
So,
okay.
So, I mean, it would seem that we're still, granted, even Kahanim who cannot do a voto would concern if they don't have a comment.
Right.
So it's not a iron, but it would seem to be the.
Okay, I don't know. It's a nice digger here.
So
yeah.
At that point,
they talk
about the
perfect lunatic
about
the hermit sinker. Yeah.
That's
kanoim.
The
kanoim. What else are you doing? So you're doing my kanoim. It's not. It's not a real kanoim plugin, but it's a level of if in the kohanim it's a kohen handbook. Make sure this guy doesn't do avodah. There's only three cases of the kanoim plugin, but.
And this is a case. When
not really. I tell you, it's not the real kanoim plagim. It's kohanim plagim boy. It's the rule is the kohanim can do it. Okay, let's go on.
I think specifically with Gerbe Bottom, I would see from the more
southern
elsewhere that it would seem
that
their kids at risk. I mean, they're
built to say
the least.
Okay. The regular teenage kids. I saw over here someone saying they were the younger. They were from like 13 to 20. Yeah. So we're gonna have a sugi. This next sugi is gonna have a whole bunch of dinim of someone that's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. You say al saktama. You have to know there's a difference between misa b'dei shemayim and karis. Everyone dies eventually, right? No one thinks they're living forever. So what's the difference? And karis is a type of dying, and misa d'shamayim is a type of dying. So what's the difference between misa d'shamayim and karis? So either they say that there's a taisus in Shabbos, and I think it's avchafei, and there's a taisus in the beginning of Yevamos. I think the fee Rashi, the chilik is karis is under 50, and misa d'shamayim is from 50 till 60. That could be one. The guy's going to die young. Young and younger, under 60, 50 and 60 Shemayim, and Karis would be dying under 50. And the other Rishonim hold it's both the same dying, but one is the kid, your kids, kids dying with young kids under bar mitzvah dying is also element of karis. It's karis. That could be both the same thing, included in the same thing. And Nisa Shemayim is just the guy himself can die, nothing to do with his kids. So those are the basic shittas. Any other shittas? What? What? 50, right. There's a Taisis in Shabbos, I think it says that. That's 50. 60 is Mitzvah Shemayim.
And then the second sheet
is 60. There's two sheets over there in Shabbos?
Well,
okay.
With
the
exception of age
52. 50 is Mitzvah of Shmuel. Okay. Yeah. And then there's I think there's another sheet that the Rambam holds. The difference is if you chayev carbon, if you chayev maybe the carbon and also also malchus, a karis. There's always malchus with karis. Mishmang is no car. There is no malchus with it, right? Are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Am I? Is that no, saying something wrong? Okay, I think that's what I saw. So that's the basic differences of Mitzvah Shemayim and Karis. And also, don't forget, they speak out if the guy just say his shor dies and things like that could also go into the cheshbon of Mitzvah Shemayim and Karis and getting a lighter einish. You know, you see a guy eating chametz on Pesach with chayav Karis and a guy doesn't die under 50. Guys, three of his cars could have died, his house could have burned down, and he could have had a lot of other einishim there that added up to the Karis einish. Okay?
So, if he's
90
years old, he's coming to
Facebook. Okay, so, Kashan, right here. Hashem has the ways of getting back at somebody, isn't it? Dr. Gemar, Gufa. Ve'ilushev Misa. These are those that Yechayiv Misa of the Yishamayim. Number one, is the Oichel's a Tadl? Someone, yeah.
Until he's 90 years old, the child is referred to as dead already anyway.
Right. Ha'aychos of Tevel, someone who eats Tevel. Tevel is before you take off, you have your big pile of grain, you already did Meruch, you already have a Gemar Malacha, and then you did not take off Shumus and Maestros yet. That is what Tevel is. So someone who eats that, he's Chayt. Mitzvah Shemayim. Next case is Koyin Tamei Sha'acha Truman Tar. A Koyin Tamei that ate Truma that's Tar. Okay, he's Tamei, but the Truma is Tar. Mitzvah Shemayim. The Zar Shachal is a Truma. Let's say a Zar, a non-Kayin, eats Truma. So he gets Mitzvah Shemayim. Or the Zar Shashimish. A Zar that does Avoida. Does it have to be Truma and Tar? I think it has. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain. The next till end of the paragraph, the Gemara doesn't explain every case is bright, so. Exactly what are we talking about? So let's give it a chance. V'tamei shishimish, v'tamei does avoida. U'tfu yoyim shishimish. U'tfu yoyim is somebody who he went to the mikvah today, and he has to wait till harav shemesh, till the evening comes before he does avoida. So he did avoida in the afternoon. He didn't wait till the evening came. U'mechusu begadim, someone who does avoida without all the begadim on. Oh, Shemayin begadim, Medal begadim, whatever. Hedi kain gadol. Or mechutz to kapara, he does avoda while mechutz to kapara. Mechutz to kapara is he went to the mikvah and he has to wait not more than harav shemesh. He has to wait till the next day till he brings his karban. That's what mechutz to kapara is. So he's now at eat kachim. He's not allowed to do avoda. See, we're talking about someone who did avoda while he's mechutz to kipurim. We call it before he brought his karban the next day. Ushiloi rachis tzidayim raglayim, someone who did not do rachis tzidayim raglayim before he did avoda in the base of Magnus, he did it from the kira over there, he did not do that for his chayiv. Ushisu yayim, someone who did avoda while he was intoxicated, even drinking a revius would be enough to pass him. Or pri raish, and someone who does avoda while he has long hair. The rule is that he has to get a haircut every 30 days. So if he didn't get a haircut within 30 days and he did avoda, that passels. I mean, it meets the Shemayim. Avo, but Aro, someone who is Aro, So usually they say Aro is someone whose brothers died because of bris. They call them a hemophiliac doctor, that's what it's called. So no, it's Aval. Aro, but Aval's but. Aro, someone who did not get a bris mila because it runs in the family and they will die. V'aynan, someone who is the Aynan Rahman and Slan, that is one of his siblings died, someone that had Sitchiv for died, and they were not, well, at least in the first day, we call them someone not buried yet, but Aynan is someone who the person just died within that day. V'yoshev, and someone who does Avoida while he's sitting. You have to stand up to Avoida. So all those Aynan and Misa, they do not get Misa, Elobaz Hara. All these Aral, Aynan, Yeshiv, and Aral, Aynan, Yeshiv, right? They don't get Misa, all they get is a Azhar, a Laz. A Balmum, let's say a Balmum does Avoida. Rabbi Yom of Misa, Rabbi holds you get Misa. Tachamim Azhar, all you get is a Azhar. Hizid Bamila, let's say the guy was amazing, he was Mayel Behektish. Amazing. He uses something of Hektish without permission. So Rabbi Yemir Misa, Rabbi holds you get Misa. Chacham Maimrim Bazhara. Chacham say all you get is a lot. Akan the Bryce, and now the Gemara is going to start explaining all the cases. Let's see Rashi up till here. We're holding by Ha'ichol Satevel, the fourth medium line. Kulum Asnis and Yalva Mikrele Kamon. The whole Bryce that we're going to learn out from different Sukkim. It's going to be more or less a Sukkim of a bunch of drushes coming up. With Pri Rosh, Sheshimshu, they did avoid the. Pre-Rosh, what does that mean? Sha'avru aleim yaisim yishleishim yoyim. It would pass more than 30 days. Shleik yuchel roisham. They did not get a haircut. They did not have a haircut. Aval aro. Shemei so'acha is machlas mila. Someone whose brothers died because of a bris. V'chein oynon sheshimish. Oynon did avoida. V'chein mishashimish miyushav. He does avoida while he's sitting. Chalani kulu. All these. Kimlu bu. We know. The machli avoida. They are mechal avoida. The parak base is zvachim. The second parak is zvachim. A few achi, even though they're mechal avoida, less nubi misa. They don't get misa. Elabaz hara. All they get is a lab, but come on and far shlo. Bamum, koyin bamum, sheshimish. Koyin is a bamum, etir avoida. Rabbi Yair misa, come on and far shlo. Later on, we're going to explain the machalikis. Hizid b'mi'ila, neno mina koydish. He had enough from Kodesh. Yesh boy mi'ila b'meizid. There is mi'ila when he does the b'meizid. Okay, so let's see. Let's start the Gemara here a little. Ha'ichol sa tevel. Someone who eats tevel, which is that fruit or grain that did not have trumas and meisers taken off it. He's chai misa d'shemayim. Gemara says, minala. Where do you know this from? Dharma Shmuel Mishum Reb Lazer. Shmuel says in the name of Reb Lazer, Minayin Loichol Sa Tevel Shud Misa. From where do we know that someone eats Tevel, he gets Misa Lishmaim? Diksiv Loichalum As Kachay Bnei Yisrael Eisashir Rimu Hashem. That's a pasuk talking about by Truma. Shanabi Mechal The Kachay Bnei Yisrael which were good at Asher Yerimu Hashem. What? No. Where? Let's give it. I know. No problem. Who?
I'm sorry.
No problem. Vasid and Litris. And we're actually Vasid and Litris, my custom Medaber. We're talking about a case where it's going to be taken off Truma from this grain. And still, Leichalu. It says that you should not be Mechala. What does Chilu mean? The Yavis Chilu Chilu mi Truma. I have a Drasha from Chilu Chilu from Truma. Ma la la and the Misa. Just like someone who eats Truma, we know, gets Misa. Because here it says, Umesu boy ki chalu. So here also, I'm going to learn out, Akava Misa. I'm going to learn out here also that someone who eats Tevel is going to get Misa. Back to Gemara, Venelef chilo chilo minaiser. Why am I learning chilo? It says, Le chalo is kachim in Israel to Truma, where it says, Umesu boy ki chalu. Where it's Misa Shemai. Maybe I should learn out, Le chalo. To nicer. Nicer is stuff that was left over out of the prescribed time it was eaten or whatever. It was out of the time that you're allowed to have it. It says Kiyas Kodesh Hashem Chilel, and then it says Vinichrusa, you get Karis. So why am I telling you over here that Truma, someone who eats Tevel, I learned out from Truma, he's going to get Misa Deshemayim. Chara should learn out from nicer. someone eats nicer, that he gets curries. So the Gemara, we'll see, it's a little lengthy answer. We'll see the answer tomorrow. Let's just see the Rashi here. The Karis is the Abidi Shemayim here. Either it's Midli Shemayim or it's Karis. Like we explained the difference before. Let's just see the Rashi here. Asher Yerimu, second wide line. Shasidim Litrein. You're going to end up taking Truma from it. The Kamar Dvoyichalu. Sha'atul Achlam Tevlon. You cannot eat them while there's Tevlon. Mitruma. Sha'achlam Mitumas. Eat them Mitumas. Diksiv. Omeisu Baikichalu. Minaiser. Ki et Kaidashem Chilem. Okay, and we'll see the Vaitikamar Mitshem tomorrow. Why not to learn out from Naiser?